الطاهرين ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى لقاء يوم الدين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اللهم اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. May Allah inshallah accept all our prayers, dua and inshallah amal in this holy month. Recite louder salawat and gift it to Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
One of the most important a'mal and the thawab that you can get is when you want to say your salat, you say it with jama'ah, right? Congregation salat. The thawab would be way higher than the same salat that you would recite at home. And when we are in jama'ah together, we say salat, the thawab is way higher than just saying the same salat in, you know, somewhere else, individually at home or somewhere else. However, like any other things in this dunya, there are some rules and condition to keep this amal, the salat jama'ah, as beautiful, as organized as possible. The first condition is that when you say your salat in jama'ah, you should follow the imam that is leading the prayer. So leading, that means first imam should do that amal or say that zik, and then you will follow imam, right? So if someone purposely says, no, I want to do it faster than imam purposely, that would cause some problems in the jama'ah, right? So if before imam says Allahu Akbar, someone says Allahu Akbar faster and sooner than imam, that jama'ah would have some problems, right? So the same as during the salat, before imam goes to ruku, I have to wait. Imam goes to ruku and then I follow imam, right? Some of the ulama says even in azkar, the zikr of sajda, the zikr of wunud, the zikr of, I have to follow imam. So when imam is reciting hamd and surah, okay, if I can hear the voice of imam that is saying hamd and surah, I should be quiet and I should listen to the hamd and surah of imam, not that I repeat it myself, okay? But if I don't hear the voice of imam, such as it's salat dhuhr and asr, I can hear it. Some of the ulama says this is good that you recite your hamd and surah yourself. But if I can hear it, even a little bit, I have to listen to the recitation of imam. You have to, inshallah, pay attention. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Recite another salawat and gift it to Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad.
Tonight is the night of the commemoration of the demise of Hazrat Khadija salamullah alayha, the wife of Rasulullah, Ummu al-Mu'mineen, and the mother of Hazrat Zahra salamullah alayha. Our condolences to Imam of Asr, inshallah, to all Mu'mineen, and we ask Allah inshallah to help us in this time, inshallah, to be able to get thawab out of this time, to be closer, inshallah, to her and to her children, inshallah. One of the important characteristics in this dunya among people that they live, all human beings, one of the most important characteristics that we made, and it's important to have it, it's to appreciate each other. When it comes to a favor, when it comes to a ni'mah, when you do something for me, something good for me, when you give me something that is a favor, it's a ni'mah. I want to use this word a lot, so you better learn it. Favor or ni'mah, right? Na'amat, favors from Allah. So it's important to appreciate each other. So this concept, we call it shukr. Appreciation in Islam, we call it shukr. And it's very important concept that even in our daily life, we experience and we encounter this topic and this concept many, many times during the day. Since we deal with each other, you give me something, you do something for me. Or, you know, you give me a favor, you do me a favor, you give me a glass of water. We made this convention that we should appreciate each other, right? Even to the extent that if I hold the door for you, you should appreciate me, right? Have you seen you hold the door for some people? They look at you and then pass and it's like, hello. You have to say thank you, right? Some people, they don't say it. That's why we get a little bit, you know, it's not polite. When I help you, I hold the door for you, you will say thank you, right? We all have that experience probably. When someone doesn't say it, it's fine. You know, it's nothing horrible, but we expect that. Because I did to that extent a little bit things for you, I expect you to appreciate me. So even when we say that in our daily life, this appreciation is from one aspect. You just did one thing for me, right? But I still appreciate you. You just let me borrow your car and I appreciate you a lot. You didn't help me with my, you know, moving somewhere else. You just give me your car. But I appreciate you for that. You didn't help me with other aspects of my life. For one aspect, I'll appreciate you, right? Even sometimes we change the tone and the level of appreciation when it comes to more important favors to us. The example of the door, imagine if you're right there, I hold the door for you, you say thank you. If you're coming and it takes, you know, 10 seconds to reach the door, but I still keep the door open for you, the tone of voice when you want to appreciate me is different, right? Oh, thank you so much, I appreciate it, right? The tone of voice is changed because you want to show that favor that you did to me is even more important than holding the door 2 seconds. To that extent, we appreciate, we change the tone of voice. The question is that when I have someone that I owe everything that I have in my life, do I need to appreciate him or not? The person that if I can breathe, if I can walk, if I can see, if I can eat, if I can sleep, if I can fast, if I can do ibadah, it's because of him and because he wants and he lets me do that, all aspects of my life, not one aspect, how should I appreciate him? And to what extent and to what level should I appreciate him? So, some people are distracted. Some people, they think instead of paying attention to the source that the ni'amat and the favors coming from, they just look at the, you know, people that are in between. I get some money, I get some favors from you, but instead of, I appreciate you, but instead of paying attention to the source that this is coming through, I forget about that source. If it's purposely, in Islam we call it kufr. Because kof is the opposite point in front of shuk. That means you covered that shuk. You didn't appreciate that shuk. You didn't show the appreciation. So when you see that the topic of shuk, human beings are usually very forgetful and neglectful about this shuk that it comes from Allah, the shuk, that the na'amat that comes from Allah. To the extent this na'amat, I want you to, for this time that I'm talking to you, for a few seconds, while I'm talking, I want you to review how many ni'mat you can find that Allah gave you, or is still giving you. Try to remember while I'm talking, okay? How many ni'mat Allah gave me that I cannot even count them? Sometimes I don't even recognize them because they're too much, too many, okay? That's what Quran says, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تَحْسُوهَا. If you kill yourself to count the ni'mat of Allah, you cannot count them. How many ni'mat did Allah give me? This is it. Sometimes we forget, you know what? Because we are so covered, everything around me is the ni'mat from Allah, I forget about it. A fish, when it is in the water, the fish forgets that it's in the water. When it comes out of the water, it just remember, oh, it's out of the water and it starts shaking. While it is in the water, it doesn't understand. While I'm covered with the ni'mat of Allah, I don't remember. I'm just so neglectful about it. Because everything is the ni'mat. Wherever I look is ni'mat. I want to look at this, this is the ni'mat from Allah. I'm still breathing, it's the ni'mat from Allah. I can't sit here, talk to you, it's the ni'mat of Allah. I can use this hand, it's the ni'mat of Allah. You can hear me, it's the ni'mat of Allah. You could eat, it was the ni'mat of Allah. And if it's just physical ni'mat, right? You can move your head, it's the ni'mat from Allah. Then how many can we count of the ni'mat that Allah gave us? That's why sometimes we forget this ni'mat to appreciate them. I don't know, have you seen, when your kids maybe, or us, when we go to someone else's house for dinner, for iftar, when they give us the, you know, the food, after that we said, thank you so much, we appreciate it, it was good. But when we eat at home, sometimes, which is not good, we forget to say thank you mom for the food. Why? Because she's doing it every day, so it's a routine for me, right? But when I go somewhere else, the same things, maybe it's not as delicious as my mom's food, but I say thank you so much. Because I have it every day, I don't pay attention to it. But the wise servant and abd is the one that always paying attention to that. And this concept, the concept of shukr, is one of those topics that Allah complained against human beings. You know, He doesn't usually complain against us, right? He's very patient. When it comes to shukr, He complains. He says, وَقَلِيلٌ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورُ. Only a little bit, a small amount of my servants, they are appreciative. The majority of them are not appreciative. This is the mu'jiza of Quran, the miracle of Quran. Look at the world. How many billions of people are living, the population of the world? How many of them do you think they appreciate God? Once in a month. How many of them they don't even appreciate once in a year? They don't even remember that this is from Allah. Even animals, when you give them something, they pay more attention to you. They get used to you, they be more humble, they be with you. But sometimes when it comes to human beings, you know, they're not humble. And insan, you know, is distracted from this ni'mat that Allah gives them. So shukr has different levels. It's not only one level. Shukr has different levels. While I'm talking, I think you can get this concept out of my topics that I talked to you during this night. You got this concept that it might be a simple concept, but how deep it could be. We talk about tawakkul, how deep it was. We talk about tawheed, how deep it was. We talk about shukr. I thought shukr is just alhamdulillah. But Sayyid is saying we have different levels of shukr. I want your mind to work, you know, in this way, to think deeply and thoroughly about this thing. So shukr has different levels, and all this, I'm gonna inshallah talk about three levels of shukr. And all these three levels are necessary and required in the process of appreciation towards Allah. The first one, the first level of shukr is that verbal shukr, verbal appreciation. That we say it. As I said, if I give you a glass of water, I expect you to say it, what? Thank you. Can you say, he knows that I am appreciating him in his heart, in my heart. Can you say that? No. I don't care if you appreciate me in your heart or not, I want to hear it, right? I want to hear that you say thank you so much. That's the convention again. That's the way that we live in this world. We deal with each other like this. I give you something, you say thank you so much. You have to say it. The verbal appreciation is Alhamdulillah, right? Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Alhamdulillah kama huwa ahluh. By the way, this, learn. Alhamdulillah kama huwa ahluh. That means, hamd Allah, thank to Allah, the way that He deserves. In hadith, they said, because no one, none of the malaik, they don't know how much Allah deserves. They cannot count the thawab of this, and only Allah should be able to count. So the thawab of that, only Allah would give it. Alhamdulillah, kama huwa. They said, when Prophet, he got a ni'mah, he was saying, Alhamdulillah ala hadhihi ni'mah. When he got some problems and difficulties, he says, Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. Thank God for all in all conditions. Everything is from Him. Remember last night we talked about this. So everything is from Him. So the first level of the shukr and appreciation is verbal. Some people thought that, okay, that's the only level. I just say thank you so much. No, the first level and the lowest level maybe is just verbal appreciation. Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala. The second level of shukr is that the shukr with heart and with amal, action, that I do not use the ni'mah and the favor that I got from that person, I do not use this ni'mah against the beneficent. I do not use this ni'mah in a way that I upset the beneficent. He gave me this hand and he told me, do not commit sin with it. He gave me this ni'mah, right? The second level of shukr is that thank you so much that you gave it to me. I have it. Some people, they don't have it. So you told me do not use it in the wrong way. If I use it by amal or by heart in the wrong way, that means I'm doing against shukr. Not only am I not thanking Allah, I'm doing against it. So whatever that, you know, it's against the beneficent's will, it's against the shukr. So if you give me something, and you said only use it in this, you know, correct way. So if you see I'm using it in a wrong way, not only you're not adding into it, you're not giving it to me anymore, anything else, maybe you take it back. Said, I told you, you have to use it this way. Shukru ni'ma ijtanaba, ijtanabul maharam. If you want to thank Allah, Allah says, I give you these beautiful eyes. Do not look at those sins that are not good. I give you this tongue, you can talk. Many people, they can't talk. But you should not use it for ghaiba. You should not use it for lying. You should not. I thought if I said, alhamdulillah, 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 so I'm so glad, I thank Allah, so I'm, you know, shakir. No. If I'm using all these na'amad and favors that He gives me, and I'm using against His will and His orders, it's not shukr. The third level of shukr, what is it? If there is any condition or rules or regulation put on this ni'mah, I have to observe them. I have to observe those and fulfill them, those rules. Because ni'mah means what? Ni'mah means I didn't pay for it, right? Ni'mah means maybe I didn't even deserve it, but God gave it to me. Before I was even in this world, He gave me my hand, my eyes, my everything, my health. I have everything. I didn't pay for it. I might not be deserve it, right? So when sometimes I don't even expect it. When I get something that I don't expect or I don't deserve it, I'm asking you, can I complain against it? So you brought a shirt for me as a gift and I didn't pay for it. Can I tell you, you know what? Why you didn't bring the yellow one? Why you brought the blue one? I don't like it. I can't say it. It's not acceptable. Because I didn't do anything for it. You just gave it to me. So when you give me something, you said, you know, these are the rules that you have to follow if you want to have this ni'mah. Let me give you this perfect example. I want to give you $100, okay? And I said, you didn't expect it. You didn't work for it. I said, $100, I'll give it to you with one condition. What is it? You give one-fifth of this money to your friend. What would you do? Of course I will do it. One-fifth of it, you told me to give it to someone else. Of course. It's the money that I get out of nowhere, so I'll take it for sure. These people that they, you know, win the lottery, they said, okay, you won, but you have to pay the tax. Some couple of $100, you have to pay the tax. Is it possible they said, no, I don't want to pay it because it's mine, because I won? No, you have to pay it. This is what I gave you. If you want it, accept it. If you don't want it, then when it comes to khums, Allah said, I'll give you this rizq, I'll give you this money, okay? So if you didn't use it for a year, whatever it's, you know, The rest of the money, you didn't use it after a year, you should give 1/5 of it to people that I'm telling you. No, I don't want to pay it. Why? I gave it to you. No, I work for it. I did it. I work for it. That's my money. Really? That's your money. How about when you get that simple flu, you cannot go to work and you cannot make money. Isn't it your money when Allah cure you and you go back to work and you make money? Who's curing you? Allah is. You cannot even get out of your bed when you have simple, tiny, you know, tiny virus in your body and you're claiming, oh, I worked? No, someone else gave it to you. So when he gave it to you, he says, you know what? That's a condition. 1/5 of this money, khums, 1/5, give it to these people that I'm telling you. Then why is it so big for some people? Or is my money order? The shuk is by amal, I follow the conditions and the rules. So if I'm not following, I'm not appreciating. It's not mine. Remember, we talked about this previous nights. The concept of me, mine, I did it, my power. Have you experienced at home when there is a water shortage, you don't have water, you open the water to take water, the pipes are empty? Have you heard the noise? It's just a noise, right? Because it's not connected to the source. If I'm not connected to the source, I just have the noise. Have you seen how disgusting noise is that? The pipe that, you know? It's trying to say, oh, I have water, but nothing is there, nothing comes out. People that are not connected to the source, they like that noise. They just make noise. It's nothing there. It's nothing there. And to show you the importance of shuk and appreciation, there is a beautiful riwayah narrated from Imam Ridha alayhi salam. Beautiful, amazing. Man hamida Allah ala ni'mah faqad shakara wa kana alhamd afdal min tilka ni'mah. If I appreciate Allah, if I say Alhamdulillah, that means I'm thanking Allah. And Imam says, when you thank, this shukr that you are doing, this shukr, this action is more important than actual ni'mah that you get. If I have the ni'mah of health, I'm healthy, right? When I say Alhamdulillah that I'm healthy, this shukr, Imam says, that is more important than being healthy. To Allah is more important. Did you just do the shuk? Beautiful. Imam Sajjad alayhi salam, he says, Ya Allah, how can I appreciate you while if I appreciate you, my appreciation is a new ni'mat from you and it needs a new shuk? If I want to say, Allah, Alhamdulillah that you gave me this ni'mat. The process of appreciation, the shuk, that I am able to shukr Allah, that is the ni'mah that He gave me. How many people don't have the permission to say Alhamdulillah, right? That means it's a tawfiq, it's an opportunity from Allah that He lets me to say Alhamdulillah. Imam says, when I say Alhamdulillah, that's a ni'mah you gave me. Then I have to say thank you for letting me appreciating you. That's why after Salat, we say do two sajda, do that one sajda shuk. After Salat, we say, Ya Allah, thank you so much that you let me to say my prayer. Because many people don't have this ni'mah to do the shuk. It's not easy. That's a, Ya Allah, thank you that you gave me that tawfiq that I can appreciate. Imam said, whatever I want to do is from you, is on behalf of you. So, it's been narrated from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Allah ta'ala ila Musa alayhi salam. Allah told Musa, Ya Musa, ushkurni haqqa shukri. Ya Musa, you should appreciate me the way that I deserve. The way that Allah deserves to be thanked. It's very, very difficult, right? I don't know. Musa said, فَقَالَ يَا رَبْ كَيْفَ أَشْكُرُكَ حَقَّ شُكْرِكَ وَلَيْسَ مِنْ شُكْرٍ أَشْكُرُكَ بِهِ إِلَّا وَأَنْتَ أَنْعَمْتَ بِهِ عَلَيْهِ. How can I appreciate you the way that you deserve while its shukr is a new ni'mat from you? The same thing that the Imam suggested. How can I appreciate you the way that you deserve while whatever I do is a ni'mat from you? فَقَالَ يَا مُوسَىٰ شَكَرْتَنِي حَقَّ شُكْرِي حِينَ عَلِمْتَ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ مِنِّي. You just appreciated me the way that I deserved. What did I do? Because you just knew that everything that you have, it's from me. Allah Akbar. Such a merciful and nice and beautiful God you have. So just you know that it's from me, I accept it. I consider it as the true appreciation. That I know, if I was able to become accepted to this university, to have this job, to marry, to have children, to have this, to have that, it's not me. It's from Allah. If I was able to work because He wanted, He gave me the power so I could work. Don't be arrogant. Don't be so, you know, yeah, I did it, so I worked. And there was a guy, an abid, call it, in Bani Israel. He was worshipping Allah 70 years. Pay attention to this story. It's very important. 70 years he was worshipping Allah. And he was very into worshipping Allah, into ibadah. When Malaik looked at him, angels, they saw, although he's worshipping Allah for 70 years, his level is not that high. They were so surprised. Ya Allah, he's worshipping you every day and night, 70 years, but what we see, the level is not that high. What's going on with him? Allah said, you know, do you want to know why? He says, yes. He says, go to him and give him a good news from my side. Tell him, Abid, Allah said, because you were a good Abid, Allah is going to deal with you with His fazl, with His mercy, not with His idalat, not with His justice. Because if Allah is going to deal with us with justice, put 14 masumin the side, no one will pass the test. Every single person in this world will fail the test. If Allah is going to deal with idalat and justice, everyone would fail. So Malaik went to this abid and says, Allah says, you know, because of your ibadat, so I am going to deal with you with justice. He said, why he's going to deal with me with his mercy? Why not with his idalat? I was worshipping him 70 years. I didn't do anything wrong. Tell him to deal with me with his justice. 70 years ibadat. I was worshipping every day and night, and I didn't do anything wrong, anything haram. Why he's telling me this? The only thing that he gave me, it was a piece of bread and pomegranate. And I was eating pomegranate and a bread. So why he's going to say, oh, I'm dealing with you with mercy? No, tell him to deal with me with adala. Malaik went up and told Allah what happened. Allah said, okay, deal with adala. Put the scale. So they were weighing his ibadah for 70 years. 70 years ibadah, they're putting on this scale, this side of the scale. And they calculated and they saw that 70 years ibadah was equal to one piece of pomegranate that Allah gave him. This is the ibadah of Allah. One piece of the pomegranate, not the whole. 70 years. Do you know how much it worked? How many things work together so you have one piece of pomegranate? Then Malaik knew what is the reason that his level was not too high. Because he thought, oh, I did it. It was from my side. Why not? So don't be arrogant that, you know, it's from my side. I did it. Because if he doesn't want, you cannot even work. If you think you're rich, you'll make money. Who gave you the ni'mat of health that you can go work? Sometimes he gives us, pay attention, he gives us a little bit difficulties in our lives so we wake up to notice it from him. Listen to this example. There was an engineer, architecture, okay? He was building a house. He was on the 10th floor And there was a simple worker down. He was working the first floor. Pay attention. The engineer architecture, he wanted to tell something to the worker. He was calling him, hey, Muhammad, hey, Ali, whatever. Because it was noise and crowds were there, he couldn't hear it. So this engineer was like, what should I do? How can I help? He got $5 out of his money, out of his pocket, and he threw it down. All the way down to the worker. He said, wow, $5. He looked at it, put it in his pocket. Wow, thanks. Didn't work. He's still out there. He wants to talk to him. He got $20 out of his pocket. He dropped it. He got it. Wow, mashallah, it's a good building. He put it in his pocket again. The third time, he put it $50. And the worker got the money, put it in his pocket, and he didn't notice. Last time, the engineer got a little teeny tiny pebble, small, you know, stone, and he dropped it. It hit the head of the worker. He says, ouch! Oh, you want to talk to me. Did you get it? Ouch. It was a little bit hurtful, little bit. But I realized now, oh, you wanted to talk to me, sorry. You gave me $5, $10, $50. I didn't notice. I think, oh, I'm a good person. I just found it and put it in my pocket. I forgot that it's coming from you. Sometimes those pebbles that come, it's because he wants me to look up, to say thank you. But some people, they don't pay attention. Even if you drop a big rock, they still don't pay attention. They are distracted with that $5. I don't want to be among those people. I don't care about the money. It's important for me to pay attention to my master. As soon as he wants to talk to me, that's more important. Do you remember that Abid, 7th year Ibadat? What is the reason that he says, only Ahlul Bayt, our Imams, better than all Anbiya and Awliya? What is the reason? Is it just because they are the friends of Allah? What? He said, Salawat ala Muhammad wa ala. Imam Sajjad Salamullah alayhi, Sayyidu Sajideen, Sayyidu Al-Abideen. No one could worship Allah like him. Okay? Look the way that he talked to Allah in Abu Hamza. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Ana as-saghir alladhi rabbaytah. Ana al-jahil alladhi allamtah. Ana al-dhal alladhi hadaytah. Ya Allah, I'm the little one that you nurtured and you trained me. Imam is saying that. Remember that Abid? 70 years ibadah, oh, I did everything. And look at the Imam of Sajidin, the Imam of the worshipper. I was the little one that you nurtured me. And al-jahilu alladhi, I'm the ignorant, na'udhu billah, I'm the ignorant one that you taught me, you gave me the knowledge. Imam is the source, is the ocean of the knowledge. When it comes to Allah, he says, I'm no one, I'm ignorant, you gave me. Jabir ibn Hayyan, one of the students of Imam Sadiq, he was Abu Shimi, the father of chemistry. If you have, you're in this major, he is the father of chemistry. He was so knowledgeable. Someone, I think he was ignorant, he asked Imam, what is the comparison between the ilm of knowledge to your ilm? The knowledge of Jabir to your ilm. Imam said, it's the ilm of Jabir, the Abu Shimi, the father of Shimi. Imam says, the ilm of Jabir, to my ilm, it's like a mosquito, okay? Flying over the ocean, and his little wings just touch the water a little bit. The wing of this mosquito is oily. It doesn't grab water. The ilm of the father of chemistry to me is like that mosquito. And then when it comes towards Allah, this ocean is saying, وَأَنَا الْجَاهِلُ الَّذِي عَلَّمْتَ. I am the ignorant one that you taught and you gave me the knowledge. Do you see the humbleness? And then compare it to that Abed. Na'uzubillah, don't compare, you cannot even compare. أَنَا الضَّالُ الَّذِي هَدَيْتَ. I was the one who was lost in my life and you gave me, you showed me the way. Allah Akbar. وَأَنَا الْوَذِيُّ الَّذِي رَفَعْتَ وَأَنَا الْفَقِيرُ الَّذِي أَغْنَيْتَ. I was the needy one that you gave me and I'm rich because you gave me. Imam Sajjad is talking to Allah like this. So Allah gave me the ni'mat of beauty. He gave me everything, okay? He said, you're beautiful. I just want you to have a job because it's good for you. You have these beautiful eyes. I give it to you. You can see. I just want you to lower your gaze. That's it. Don't look at haram. Is it too much? I give you all this. What if, na'uzubillah, God forbid, you didn't have this eye? How much would you be able to pay to have one eye back? What if you were so ugly, right? So you had to cover yourself. What if something happened, I get on fire and then my face was, you know, burned out and I have to cover everything? So he gave me the beauty. He says, you know what? Instead of this beauty, just have the hijab. And it's good for you. So don't look at the empty part of the glass. Look at the full part. Have you seen kids? You get out of the toy store and you bought a new toy for them. He's walking in the street. He sees someone, another kid has a new toy. He says, I want that one. I want that one. You just got a new toy. No, I want that one. It's opposite when it comes to us. When we want to compare ourselves with the iman of other people, we look at people that they are lower than us. MashaAllah, I'm much better than other people. Alhamdulillah, I come to masjid, he doesn't come. I say mashaAllah, he doesn't. Well, when it comes to ni'mat, I look at those people that they have more than me. Ya Allah, why it's like this? I need more. Why you didn't give it to me? Instead of comparing myself to those people that they don't have. I go to hospital sometimes. I really, really suggest to myself first. By the way, what I'm telling you guys is first I'm talking to myself. I swear. Bunch of groups of friends, youth. We don't have to always go play basketball. Get together, go to the hospital. Just visit different rooms to see how, what people are suffering from. Let's go to cemeteries to see how many young people and old people they died and are still alive. When I go to funerals, I pay attention to the things. Imam Ali alayhi salam, it's been narrated. وَنْظُرْ إِلَىٰ مَنْ هُوَ دُونَكَ فَتَكُونَ لَعَنْءُنَ اللَّهِ شَاكِرًا. Look at people that are below you, they don't have that much ni'mah that you have, so you will be appreciative towards Allah. Imam Hussein in Da'afah, look what he says. لَوْ حَاوَلْتُ وَاجْتَحَدْتُ مَدَى الْأَعْصَارِ وَالْحَقَابِ لَوْ أُمِّرْتُهَا أَنْ أُعَدِّي شُكْرَ وَاحِدَةٍ مِنْ أَنْعُمِكْ مَسْتَتَعْتُ. If I live a long, long time in my life, for a long time, and I try to just work, just thank you for one of the ni'mat, one of the favors that you give me, Allah, I can't. Do you know who is saying this? Imam Hussein, that he gave everything that he had, himself, his life, his family, his brothers, his sisters, everyone, for the sake of Allah. He's saying that if I all my life try to thank you for one of your ni'mat, I can't. Then when I say my salat awwal waqt, Ya Allah, the next day you don't recognize me. The way that I walk in the street is like I did a very important job. What if, let alone I say one night salat lay, oh my God. The day after that, I look around to see if I see any malak, any angel or not. Because I said one night, salat lek. Imam Hussein is saying, I cannot appreciate you for one of your na'mat. Quickly, two of the benefits of shukr very quickly. The first one, it will make the ni'mat even more, it will add into it. لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ What is it?
لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ
If you appreciate me, I'll give you more. How beautiful. Someone gives you something, says, if you appreciate me, I'll give you more. What do? You appreciate more, right? Allah says, if I give you something, you appreciate it, I'll add into it. I'll give you more. Even from dunyavi perspective, from a business perspective, it makes sense. But some people are so neglectful. Let me give you this beautiful story from Imam Rida alayhi salam. Someone came to Imam and told, Ya Ibn Rasulullah, I need money. I'm poor, I'm needy. Maybe not needy, just, you know, need money, my family need money. Imam gave him one grape. Where's that? I need money, Ibn Rasulullah. You know, I can't do anything with this. My family need money. Imam didn't say anything. Another person entered the room and he said over there, Imam gave him one grape. He said, thank you so much, Ibn Rasulullah. I just came to see you, that's it. But thank you so much. He got it. He said, I want to bring it home, squeeze it in the bowl of water, and give it to all my family for the barakah that you gave it to me. As soon as he said that, Imam gave him a cluster of grapes. One cluster. Gave it to him. He says, Ya Allah, you're so merciful. You're so generous, Ibn Rasulullah. As soon as he said, thank you, Imam gave him a tray of the grapes. He said, I'm just speechless. I don't know what to tell you. Thank you so much. It's amazing. Imam gave his skin a paper, and Imam wrote down that garden of grapes. He put it under his name and gave it to him and said, this garden with the roads around for him. In parentheses, you see how generous they are. Oh, it was my garden. Oh, you know, I paid. The other person was there complaining. Ya Ibn Rasulullah, I asked you money. He didn't even ask for anything. So you give the garden to him, you give me what? Imam wrote down on the paper on the skin, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ You appreciate it, he'll give you more. See how beautiful. Sometimes I have a grape. Ya Allah, why he has more? Be patient. Ahlul Bayt, sometimes they teach us in practice, practically, in lessons. How beautiful. Be patient. He will give it. Don't complain. And the second benefit is the perpetuity and the long lasting of that ni'mah. Sometimes I have the ni'mah, but it doesn't last too long. Alhamdulillah, I'm healthy, but I don't know if I will behave healthy tomorrow or not. The benefit of shukr is that it will make the ni'mah to last for a long time. And ni'mah tadumu bishukr. If you say thank you with shukr, it'll last longer. And who is going to get the benefit? Allah. So let's all together and invite the rest of the humanity here, if we can put them here, okay? All human beings together. Let's be in this area. And then we all sit down and we thank Allah every single night and day and recite Dua Abu Hamza and Abu Jame Kabira and everything together with the loud salawat and everything. Do we add anything to Allah? Do we change anything in this world? Do we give any benefits to anyone? Who gets the benefit? And let's all together we become kafir. All human beings, we decide now, let's don't worship Allah. Do we hurt Allah? Anything is going to be decreased from Allah? Who gets the benefit? Who gets the hurt? That's why Quran says, وَمَنْ يَشْكُرُ فَإِنَّمَا يَشْكُرُ لِنَفْسِهِ. If you appreciate it for yourself, for your nafs, it's not going to be for anybody else. وَإِنْ كَفَرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ غَيْرٌ عَنِيدٌ. And the third benefit is that you get closer to Allah. Because Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الشَّاكِرِينَ. Allah loves those people that they are appreciative. We love them as well. We like them. If I am a father, I give money to my children. I see one of them, she is appreciating me a lot, more than other kids. What do? Next time that I want to give them money, I add a little bit more to her budget. Because she takes the value. She knows how important is that. Allah is like that. لَيَنْ شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. And you will get closer to Allah. The highest ni'mat that we have, you know what is it? The ni'mat of the wilayat of Amir al-Mu'mini. They said that themselves, that you cannot appreciate us for that. The ni'mat of the wilayat. Thank you so much. Out of this billion people in the world, I am among the followers of Ahlul Bayt. Ya Allah, I will try to pay it back. I know I can't, but I will try to compensate it with the orders that you gave me. I know maybe so far I didn't pay attention. I was neglectful. I was not paying attention. You said something. I was doing it against your order. But from tonight, because I want my Ramadan to be different, I promise you tonight. It is hard, Ya Allah. It's so difficult. I was not like this so far, but I know you said, if it's difficult, you like it more. I promise you I will do it. I promise I'll look into my life tonight when I go home. I'll find one thing that you told me to do it, and I was not doing it. Ya Allah, not because I was going to be against you. I don't want to be against you. Just because, I don't know. I was just awful. I was just neglectful. I'm just sorry. But now that I remember, I promise, I need your help to give me the power to change it. But I will do it. I promise I'll do it. And the highest level of shukr is shukr inda al-musiba. That when you have difficulties and problems, say alhamdulillah, thanks Allah. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. When you look at Ashura, you see the highest level of the shukr and appreciation flourishing in Ashura and in Kaaba. Those people like Zuhair, he was a rich person, he had caravan. Whenever he was with Imam, when it comes to Kufa, he was with Imam. Whenever Imam was stopping somewhere, Zuhair didn't want to see Imam. He said, you know what, we will stop some places ahead of Imam or before Imam. I don't want to be with him. He's one of the Shuhada of Karbala. Accidentally happened that they got together, close together. Imam sent his agent to Zuhair. Zuhair was rich, he was a businessman. Imam says, come on, I want to talk to you. He didn't want to go. His wife says, Zuhair, the son of Rasulullah is calling you. You don't want to go talk to him? Good for those women that they make their husbands to go to heaven. He went there, he had a meeting with Imam. No one knows what happened, what Imam said to him. But when he came back, Zuhair says, you know what? He gave everything that he had to his wife, to his servant. He said, I am gone. I want to go with Hussein. I cannot wait anymore. These people with Zuhair, these people like Zuhair, when in Ashura, they gave their life for Imam Hussein. They said one thing, Ya Hussein, are you satisfied with us or not? This life, it's nothing for you, Ya Hussein. I'm talking about myself, Allah. I didn't pay anything for the Islam and for the tashayyu that I have. People, they paid for their Islam. I didn't do anything. And let me tell you the best example of the shirk. It's Imam Hussein himself. At the day of Ashura, when he gave his life, everything, his friends and his kids to Allah. And then he says, Ilahi ridhan bi ridha'ik. Allahumma salli ala ya Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farajahu wal ayan a'dahu majmain. When I look at these soldiers and the followers of Imam Hussein, and I look at myself and Imam Mahdi, I just want to put my head down. Those people, those 72, they gave everything that they had for Imam. Sometimes I do not even stand against my desires for Imam. I don't know, when I walk in the street, they said that Imam walks in the street among you. I don't know, when I walk, if the son of Zahra is looking at me or not. I don't know how many times I broke the heart of Imam Abbas when I was walking outside. I don't know how many times I didn't pay attention, but Imam was sitting next to me in the majlis. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Ya Allah, I know, I'm talking about myself, Alhamdulillah, you're good. I know that I couldn't be appreciative the way that you wanted. I can be appreciative the way that you gave me all those favors. But Ya Allah, I know one thing. I know that I love Hussein, Ya Allah. I know that I appreciate you so much for letting me have the love of Hussein in my heart, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, I know these tears that I have, these are among the best favors that you give me, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. I just want to ask you one thing tonight, Ya Allah. Please register me, put my name among those people, the ashab and the friends of Imam Hussein in Ashura. Let me have the tawfiq to have my name among those people. اللهم صل على يا محمد وآل محمد وأجل فرجه والآن أعداءهم أجمعين. اللهم أجل لوليك الفرج والآفية والناس ومد في عمره الشريف وزين الأرض بطول بقائه واجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره وشيعته يا رحمن يا رحيم ثبت قلوبنا على دينك يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم help us يا الله tonight gives us the توفيق give us the توفيق to be among the شاكرين those people that they were appreciative to you and to all the ni'mah that you gave them inshallah يا الله يا رحمن يا رحيم give us the توفيق to appreciate you for the ma'rifat of yourself and Ahlul Bayt inshallah help us to use the opportunities of this Ramadan this holy month to get closer to you to your Rasul and Ahlul Bayt inshallah Ya Allah, help our youth provide the opportunities for their success, inshallah. Those friends who are sick, please cure them at this time. Those who passed away, send the thawab out of this majlis to their soul, inshallah. Rahimallahu man yaqra al-fatihata al-salawat.